Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, where we discuss building up your marriage and your net worth. Here's your host, Elle Martinez.
Thanks again for joining me. I'm so happy you've enjoyed the Travel Hacks episode. While the weekly show focused on saving you a ton of money, today is all about making your trip less stressful. Find out how to pack smarter, reduce airport headaches, and keep the kids entertained without giving up your tablet. Let's start off with packing. For many people, it's stressful trying to figure out what you need to bring and what you should bring. Want to minimize how much you pack? Try the 3-1 rule. Have three tops for every bottom. Go with neutral staples with your pants and your skirts. That's going to help you pack less while still having plenty of dress options. Roll as many of your clothes as you can. Also look at the material of your outfits and pick out pieces that will resist wrinkling. Some possibilities are cotton mixed with spandex, wool, or certain blends. If you're not sure how to properly pack and roll, don't worry. I have links up on the show notes that will take you through it step by step. Contrary to what I thought, Heather Poole, author of Cruising Attitude, suggests that it's better to pack layers of thinner tops, like cashmere sweaters, rather than your thick sweater or huge winter coat. For those bringing dress shirts, use your belt to keep the collar in shape. Store your phone and tablet chargers in an old sunglasses case. It'll make it much easier to find, and it'll keep them from getting all tangled up. If you're flying to your destination, save some time by checking in online. Some carriers will allow you to do that even before you get to the airport. It would not only help you avoid lines, but sometimes you can snag seats at the same time. Prepare your phone. Make sure it's charged, and go ahead and add your airline's customer service number and install handy apps like TripIt to help you stay on top of things. Sometimes it can be incredibly hard to get help at the airport, so having another way to reach the airline can help you cope with delays. If you're bringing gifts with you, save the wrapping for after you arrive. Besides having your boxes possibly bumped around, TSA may have to unwrap it anyways. Waiting until you're at your destination will ensure that your present will look fabulous when it's given. Let's talk about traveling with kids. Most times, difficulties come up because kids are tired, hungry, or bored. A little preparation can go a long way on making the trip less stressful for you and for them. Kids get hungry, and airport food can be expensive. Keep your sanity and have snacks packed on your carry-on so you can have your kids nibble on them. Speaking of foods, have snacks that are easy to munch on and clean up. No matter what age your kids are, bring a pack of baby wipes. They are so useful. You may also want to bring an empty water bottle with you and keep it topped off so thirsty kids don't persuade you to pay ridiculous prices. If you grab something from a fast food place to eat, most will fill your bottle up for free. You don't have to give up your tablet to your antsy kid. Instead, pack some noise-free surprises like coloring books and crayons, small toys, or a notebook for them to draw on. I hope these tips and tidbits make your next vacation much less stressful. For those who are experts with traveling, please share your tips on the site so the rest of us can use them. Thank you and take care.